Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Psalm 119. And in verse 165, let me ask you guys a question. Do you want to have peace in your life, or do you want to have a life that's just chaotic and difficult? What would you prefer? Peace in your life? You want to have a successful life? You want to be happy in life? You want to have a peaceful time of it in life? Maybe peaceful relationships? Or do you want to have a life that is chaotic? It's difficult. There's struggle all the time. There's really rough relationships and things like that. Which would you prefer? The first or the second? How many people say, I like the first? Give me the first. How many people say, I like the second? Give me the second. Well, God tells you how to have that. And it says here, great peace. Ah, peace. You want a peaceful life. Great peace have they that love the instruction of the Word of God. Now, the King James Version of the Bible, which is one of the translations, says thy law, that you love your law. But it's not actually in the original language. It's not talking about law. It's actually the word Torah, and that means literally instruction in the Word of God. So great peace have those people who love instruction in the Word of God. And nothing causes them to stumble. Have you ever stumbled before? You ever stumble so bad you fall down? You skin your knee? Sometimes people stumble and break their nose. Right? It's not pleasant. It hurts. It's difficult. You get a lot of trouble with it. Sometimes you break something. You got to go to the hospital. Happens to us in the way with God too. When we stumble, we get hurt. When we stumble, we need God to come and heal us. When we stumble, problems are the outcome. There's a way to avoid that. You love the instruction of the Word of God. And when you love the instruction of the Word of God, there's two outcomes. You have great peace and you don't stumble. That's really important. You have great peace and you don't stumble. Now, great peace and stumbling are prevented by the same effect in the Word of God. The Word of God says in James 2:20 that faith without an expression, in other words, without a response and an application, is a lifeless faith that has no power. I know people, as a matter of fact, my pastor who passed away about 11 years ago now, but my pastor one time prayed and raised somebody from the dead. That's pretty amazing. Not everybody does that. Some people do. There were times when he prayed for provisions and the provisions came very quickly. There was a time when a man had a spine, the bones in your back, that were shattered in an accident. He was actually a mechanic and he was leaning into a car and he wasn't in a professional setting. He was in his garage. And he was leaning into a car replacing the engine. And he had hoisted the old engine up on a chain to remove it. But the chain broke. And it fell right on top of him. And it crushed his entire spine. He was paralyzed. He was in a wheelchair. And the doctors told him, never try to get out of your chair. The minute you try to get out of your chair, you will collapse because you don't have a spine to hold you up. And you'll be dead instantly. Pastor Stevens prayed for that man. Now, the man was not in church. He heard him on the radio. Because he used to have a radio program where he was. And he prayed for him over the radio, and the man heard it. And God healed his spine. And he knew that God healed his spine because he could feel the healing taking place. He described it like liquid waves of love in his spine. Kind of a strange way to describe it, but that's the sensation, he said. And his wife, who was not at home, but she was listening to the radio at the same time, She heard it and she knew it was talking about her husband because Pastor Stephen said who it was. Not by name, but he said, there's somebody out there with a crushed spine. The doctors tell you if you ever get up, you're going to die instantly. He gave them all the specific details that nobody could know. So they knew who he was talking about. They went to the hospital. They got an x-ray. And the x-ray showed his spine was in perfect condition. The doctor looked at it and said, it must be the wrong x-ray. Your spine can't do this. But they knew it was the right x-ray. So finally, the man decided, well, I've got to try. And they were concerned because the doctor said, you're going to die if you do this. But the x-ray showed he was fine. So he tried it and he was absolutely fine. There is a living, powerful faith. That faith comes when you apply the Word of God. That's how you develop a living, powerful faith. By applying the Word of God. Sometimes people hear the Word of God and they just kind of listen to it. Okay, Word of God. Now I know. But they never apply it. That's not how the Word of God works. The Word of God is made to be applied. If it's not applied, it doesn't do you any good. It's made to be applied. Use the Word of God. How do I apply the Word of God? Well, I apply it in my thinking. It's not that I do so much. It's that the Word of God defines reality. It defines truth. So it's not that I'm doing. It's that I'm believing what God says. When I believe what God says, it changes the way that I think. When I think correctly with the Word of God, I start applying it. Without any striving, it's easy to do because I'm just thinking and doing according to what I think, but I'm thinking with God's thoughts now. And that makes you a very powerful person. That kind of a person is unstoppable. Nothing can prevent you from doing what God called you to do if you know how to think with God's thoughts. If you know how to apply God's thoughts by knowing God's thoughts, then you know what the right decision is in every situation, even if you don't know the outcome, because you know God's thoughts. How many people like confusion? I love being confused. Do you like being confused? Is it something that causes a little anxiety, a little stress in your life? Like you get confused, you're like, oh no, what do I do now? Nobody I've ever met enjoyed confusion. They always thought it was something difficult to deal with. The way that you avoid confusion is by having God's thoughts and applying the Word of God. Do you know what I mean by applying it? When I say apply the Word of God, use it in your thinking. In other words, you hear about something, maybe in school, and you're not sure about it. Well, say to yourself, well, what does the Word of God have to say about this? Because the Word of God has something to say about absolutely everything. So what does the Word of God have to say about this? If you start doing that, you'll notice that some things do agree with the Word of God and some things do not. If it does not agree with the Word of God, don't accept it. If it does agree with the Word of God, then it's fine. Because the Word of God defines reality. There's plenty of people who will try to tell you something stupid. They really will. Even educated people will sometimes try to tell you something stupid. By the way, guys, never be intimidated by the fact that somebody has a big education. It doesn't mean anything. All right, you guys are all in school, right? Anybody here among the young people who's not in school? I'm not in school. Good, you're all in school. You know what it means to be in a classroom and to listen to the teacher tell you things, right? Well, they just did a lot of it. That's what an education means. A person who has a PhD, that just means they sat in a lot of classes and listened to a lot of teachers. And then they could pass a couple of tests, just like you guys do. That's all it means. Yet for some reason, when somebody with a PhD says something stupid, everybody says, ooh. You know what the real response is? If somebody with a PhD says something really stupid, you know what the correct response is? You say, that's stupid. How do you know? Because if it's right, it agrees with God's word. If it's wrong, it doesn't agree with God's word. That's how you know. You want to know how to go about things well in life? You apply the word of God. You use it. You think with it. What does God have to say about this in the Bible? And that defines your reality. Act on it appropriately. In other words, if there's a decision you need to make as a result of something, what does God have to say about this? That's the decision I'm going to make. Where does it get you? It gives you great peace and it prevents you from stumbling. There's no anxiety or insecurity that exists, no stress that exists that is as great as knowing that you're not right with God. A lot of people even enter things like mental illness. Now, I'm not saying that's the only way to enter into it. There's other causes too. But one of the causes for mental illness is when people know they're not right with God. Because it's so stressful, they can't handle it. The way that you eliminate stress more than anything else in your life, the best way to do it is to know that you are right with the Word of God. That you and God are on the same page. That you're thinking the same things. If you have that, knowing that you're right with God, your stress is not going to exist. Because you'll have confidence. And you have confidence because you know you're right with God. You know you're right with God because you have His thoughts. You have His thoughts because you have His Word. So over here, David, who was the great king, is saying great peace goes to those people who love being instructed in the Word of God. Because in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. So the Word of God is building your faith, and when you have a strong faith, you become a very powerful Christian. Now the Word of God says in Job 23:12 that we esteem God's words more than anything that we consider necessary. In other words, what do you think is necessary in your life? Is eating necessary? I'd say most people think eating is necessary. You have to eat, right? You got to eat. Is sleeping necessary? Yes, sleeping is necessary. Probably not as necessary as eating, but if you don't sleep, you're not going to do too well. So sleeping is breathing necessary? You have to breathe? Okay, yeah, breathing's probably even more necessary than eating, right? You can go a day without eating. You cannot go a day without breathing. Well, you know what? God's word is more important than that. We don't always recognize it, but it is. Because God's word affects us for eternity. Breathing affects us only for our lifetime. But God's word affects us both now and in heaven. So that affects us for eternity. Anything that I consider important, it's not as important as receiving the Word of God. The Word of God is your protection. It's your guide. It's your teacher. The Word of God is where your life is found if your life is going to be successful with God. Now, I'm not saying that you can't make a lot of money without the Word of God. Some people do. They just have a natural talent. But my bigger interest is not if I make money here. The Christian's bigger interest is what is coming in eternity. There's a lot of people who are rich and they don't even believe in God. That means they're rich and in the end they're going to go to hell. So their riches did them no good at all. But then there's those people, whether they're rich or poor, it doesn't matter. They're going to be very rich in heaven. And that's never going to be taken away from them. That's something they will have forever. The Word of God gets you those things. The Word of God is, again, your protection, and it's your guide. It's the way to think. Your life is found in it. It's the best way to have a successful life, is by applying the Word of God. There may be times when you want to do things for whatever reason that are contrary to the Word of God. If you find yourself in those times, don't do it. Just go with the Word of God. Despite the fact that you may right at that moment prefer something different, just don't do it. It's like this. You have a cavity, but you love chocolate. But you have a cavity. Have you ever eaten chocolate on top of a cavity? Ooh, that hurts. That is one of the most unpleasant experiences. I know, I've done it when I was a kid. I had a cavity, I loved chocolate. I snuck a bit of chocolate because my brother had some. And I broke off a piece of his because I had already eaten mine. And I snuck off a piece of his chocolate. You see, I had this overblown sense of fairness. A little too fair. My mom and dad would always give us each a chocolate bar, like once a week, right? They'd go shopping and they'd buy us each a chocolate bar. And we could eat it fast, we could eat it slow, we could add it any way we want, but it had to last us the week. So I loved chocolate. I ate mine like 2 minutes, gone. My brother, though, he thought it out. He said, if I eat just a little bit every day, I can have a little bit every day and it'll last me the whole week. Mine was gone, and he had this whole piece of chocolate. I thought, that's not fair. Why should he have a whole thing of chocolate? I don't have any. See, this overblown sense of fairness, right? Sort of strange. So I would sneak pieces of his chocolate, but I had a cavity one time. And I bit down on the chocolate. And, oh, man, that hurt. That's like when we want to do something that God says not to do. That the Word of God says, hey, this isn't a good idea, and you do want to do it. Or you don't want to do what God says is a good idea. Either way, it's called temptation. When temptation comes, whereby you either want to do something God says not to, or not to do something God says you should do, when temptation comes, don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. It's like biting down on a cavity. It will get you. It may seem good. I mean, that chocolate looked really good. But man, that cavity made it really bad. So don't listen to the temptation. The Word of God protects you from things. Again, it protects you, it guides you. It really makes your life successful in every aspect. So apply it. Learn to apply the Word of God in the details of your life, in the details of your thinking. That's where you'll find success. That's where you find peace. That's how you prevent mistakes. You guys understand? Okay, that's it for today.